And now, All Tech Considered. So you want your kid to major in something practical at college, like, say, engineering, so they can land a great job at a big tech company. But you might also want to urge them to study arts. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, some tech companies are bringing in artists to help them work out ideas and build cool new things.
Imagine playing in a lab with tools to make almost anything you can imagine. Like, really. That's what it's like on Pier 9, an airy office and workspace overlooking San Francisco Bay.
So this is our 3D print lab.
Vanessa Sigurdsson runs the Artist-in-Residence program for Autodesk, a software company that owns this lab. She's showing off some very high-end 3D printers.
They print multiple materials in one go, and they print an accuracy of 16 microns. That's like a quarter of your hair, I think it is.
The lab also has woodworking, electronics, and metalworking shops, an industrial sewing center, a test kitchen, yes, even that, and a very high-end saw that uses high-pressure water to cut through almost anything, says Martin Horn, who teaches people how to use it.
It can do media that you just don't have any other strategies. It can cut stone, it can cut glass.
Autodesk makes software for 3D printers, manufacturing plants, construction sites, architects. Noah Weinstein, senior creative program manager, came up with the idea to open up the workshops to artists.
And this is a new vocabulary of software and a new vocabulary of using these tools for creative output. And I think the artist is a great explorer to ask those questions about what should these tools be doing, what do they do best, and what's not working.
So twice a year, Autodesk admits 16 artists to its four-month residency program. They each get full access to the workshops and a stipend. Often the people who apply have backgrounds in both technology and the arts. Take Scott Kildall, a sculptor who has an MFA in art and technology studies.
So there's been these two parts of my brain, and I've been wanting to combine code with sculpture for so many years and wanting to do digital fabrication of taking the code and generating the objects.
Which he's done here at Autodesk. Kildall got all kinds of data about San Francisco's water systems. Among his discoveries, there are cisterns below the streets that were installed shortly after San Francisco's devastating 1906 earthquake. Kildall used the 3D printers to create a sculpture of this underground system. It's small enough to wrap your arms around it. The cisterns look like ivory-colored votive candles connected by a system of translucent pipes. And it's all in the shape of San Francisco's famous hills.
This looks a little like Battlestar Galactica. It looks like the ship a little bit, you see.
Yeah, I would say they look kind of organic alien. So there's an organic structure to them because they follow the topography of San Francisco, so they have these natural curves and boundaries.
And just as Autodesk hoped, Kildall's project challenged the software by overloading it with data.
Each of these models took about 40 to 50 hours to print.
The nice part of this residency is that he could work with the engineers to overcome the challenges. They learned, and so did he. Laura Devendorf, another artist in residence, was also challenged by the 3D printers.
My advisor and I were trying to think of a way to do 3D printing with everyday materials. So how could you just be in the world, in public, maybe grabbing sticks or leaves and actually making these 3D objects out of them?
3D printers work by using an extruder that layers up melted material until it creates a solid object. Devendorf realized it wasn't going to work with sticks. There was something missing from the process. Humans. She configured the printer to use a laser light to show humans how to do the layering.
So I'm actually asking people to perform manually the functions that 3D printers do.
Seriously?
Yes.
An odd exercise, perhaps, but one which Devendorf says is meant to raise questions about the role of machine versus human labor. Autodesk is not the only artist-in-residence program in the tech world. Facebook has a program, and there's a history of such collaboration in tech companies. Xerox PARC, famously known as the place that helped develop the computer mouse and the graphical user interface, had an artist-in-residence program. John Seely Brown ran PARC for 20 years. He says in a time where technology is providing us with infinite possibilities,
where the ability to imagine is the key challenge, because we have infinitely powerful tools to build whatever we imagine. As a result, we're limited by our imagination. Working with artists really opens our imagination.
Brown believes that if we want technology that solves big problems in elegant, human-centered ways, we need artists to be part of the process. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.